Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Teddy Schleifer, and welcome to Recode Daily, a new podcast from the Vox Media Podcast Network. Every day, we go deep on one story from the world of tech, business, and media with my colleagues here at Recode. I cover how some of the wealthiest people in Silicon Valley shape the world, and I'll be your guide. So, let's get started. On to the show. When you think of a Walmart, what comes to mind? Probably not that it's some tech-savvy internet subscription company. But tomorrow, the retail giant is launching its subscription service called Walmart Plus. And some see that as a play to take back ground from the company's big rival, Amazon.com. I'm here with Jason Del Rey, senior correspondent here at Recode. Jason, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Teddy.
So how big a deal is the launch of Walmart Plus?
So we'll see how the launch actually goes off. But the idea of Walmart Plus and the fact that Walmart, after all these years, is finally putting a paid membership out there in a big way, that is a big deal. Walmart's trying to lean into what they do really well, and that is mainly really, really low prices on groceries. So the core of Walmart Plus is a same-day or next-day delivery service focusing on fresh groceries. That said, the idea is that beyond groceries, you'll be able to order many of the main, most popular products that you would find in a Walmart store. I think Walmart has said, you know, a selection of over 100,000 items. But on top of that, Walmart Plus is hoping to add perks that maybe Amazon can't match. So one of them is at launch, you know, discounts on gas at Walmart gas stations and other partnering gas stations. It's something like no more than 5 cents a gallon. But if you're someone who drives a lot, shops at Walmart a lot, you know, over the course of the year, maybe that makes a difference to you. And over time, while they're not talking about details, I'd expect to see, you know, other perks that maybe are more Walmart-like and more geared toward sort of the long-term Walmart customer than some of the other perks we see in Prime, such as, you know, Prime Music, for example.
So this sounds like Disney Plus. It feels and looks like Amazon Prime. But like taking a step back here, why is Walmart doing any of this? Why is it getting into the subscription business in the first place?
So I think there's a couple of reasons. You know, starting really with Amazon Prime, big companies have trained basically everyone in this country to start consuming via subscriptions. So, of course, you have Prime with more than 150 million paying customers around the world. But you also have the rise of entertainment subscription services, you know, like Netflix, like Spotify, and the like. And what you find is often when you subscribe to something, you want to get the most out of it, right? So what does that mean for Amazon? For Amazon, that means Prime customers spend more and shop more frequently than Amazon than non-Prime customers do. They also often price compare less. So they're sort of just like absorbed into this Amazon-only world. Walmart is trying to build sort of deeper relationships, they probably would call it, with their good customers, make them great customers. And then with their great customers, make sure, you know, that this sort of locks them in so they don't flee to Amazon in the first place. There's a couple other reasons. You know, fast delivery is really expensive. Same day, next day delivery, it's really expensive. So Walmart's hoping to maybe subsidize some of that expense through these subscription fees. And then one of the last things I'll mention is just that I think they do feel, whether they admit it or not, that they need to do something as an alternative to Prime. I reported earlier this year that more than half of Walmart's top spending families are now Amazon Prime customers. maybe they can win some of them back with this. It is about $21 cheaper a year, and there are trade-offs, but maybe they win some back. And maybe more importantly, they just sort of stem the tide of existing customers who haven't switched to Prime yet from going there in the first place.
So Jason, you're an expert on sort of the relationship between Amazon and Walmart. You're writing a whole book about this. How worried do you think Amazon should be about this? That their big rival is launching something very competitive with, in a lot of ways, what has made Amazon, Amazon.
I think they're definitely paying attention. I think also the timing is interesting. Amazon has obviously benefited from the pandemic in many ways. You know, they had record sales and earnings in the middle of a pandemic. But at the same time, you know, there were Prime customers who were disappointed, whether rightfully or wrongfully, with a lot of the delays. So there is a chance that they may be slightly more vulnerable now to Prime members fleeing than they would have been a year ago. So that is interesting to me. The other thing is, you know, while Amazon has been at grocery delivery in some ways for 10 years, they really weren't like very good at it until just the last couple of years. And so, again, there is the risk that maybe some Prime members who see grocery as one of the big benefits, you know, are now in a situation where like price in groceries matters more and they don't care about Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh branding. So initially, I don't see it as a huge threat, but I think the timing just coupled with, you know, you can never count Walmart out because of their scale and expertise. I think it makes it something that Amazon, you know, should take very seriously.
Jason Del Rey is a senior correspondent here at Recode. Jason, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Teddy.